This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Impeachment prosecutors on Thursday concluded there is clear and overwhelming evidence that former President Donald Trump incited insurrection by sending a mob of his supporters to the U.S. Capitol last month to confront lawmakers as they were certifying that he lost the November election to Democrat Joe Biden. In closing arguments, the lead impeachment manager, Congressman Jamie Raskin, argued that Trump urged supporters to march to the Capitol on January 6th. They then stormed the building, vandalizing the inside, scuffling with police, while Trump did nothing for at least 2 hours to end the mayhem that left at least five people dead, including a Capitol police officer. On Friday, Trump's lawyers will begin presenting his defense. They have broadly claimed that Trump's speech at a rally shortly before the rampage at the Capitol, in which he urged his supporters to fight like hell, was permissible political rhetoric sanctioned by the U.S. Constitution's First Amendment protection of freedom of speech. Several impeachment managers warn that if Trump is acquitted, which is likely the likely outcome of the trial, he could be emboldened to create more chaos in another run for the presidency in 2024. President Joe Biden announced the United States will have enough vaccine by the end of the summer to inoculate 300 million Americans. Speaking at the National Institutes of Health Thursday, Biden said his predecessor did not do his job in getting ready for the massive challenge of vaccinating hundreds of millions. The country is on track to exceed Biden's goal of vaccinating 100 million Americans within his first 100 days in office. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is